Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday, man. I'm so glad you guys have joined us. It's amazing each day to start in the Word of God. Today, I would like to talk to us about guarding our hearts. First of all, I just want to say this up front. There's so much meat about guarding your hearts in Scripture that I can't obviously cover it in the time for manna. So I encourage you to look it up. Look at how we can protect our hearts, okay? It's interesting. The heart is an interesting subject these days, right? If you look to the world says, hey, look to your heart. Be you. Do what your heart says, like your heart is the little g God over you, right? Well, the Bible says in Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10, it also talks about the heart, and it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Right? Well, it says that. Then the next thing in verse 10, it says, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. So God himself tests our hearts, right, to see whether we're good or bad. He looks at the fruit. So how can we make sure that we protect our hearts, that we guard our hearts, that we feed our hearts the right thing? There are so many things in this world that want to come into your heart through movies, TV, commercials, news, music, that want to come in and poison your mind and heart and essentially kill you spiritually, right? Let's take that away. How do we stop those things? So, Jesus said that from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what are we putting into our hearts and minds on a daily basis so that to keep it from dying, from being poisoned? The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. There are so many things that come into our lives that will corrupt our heart. But God has the cure, right? God is the cure, the Word of God. God can take our minds and our hearts wherever they are, wherever we've put them, and he can renew our hearts and minds to his will and his purpose. We have to work out, like Greg said on Sunday, I love it, we have to work out our salvation on a daily basis. But before we get into the meat of this, let's pray and let's invite God to jump in. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and I thank you so much for this time. God, I pray that you'd speak through this vessel, speak through your word. God, and I just thank you for who you are. I thank you that you love us, every one of us, no matter where we're at. God, we could be on the mountain with you. We could be in the valley. God, there's so many places that we're at, right, where we're doubting you. Maybe we're feeling confident. God, I just pray that you'd meet us where we're at and you'd speak to us today. I thank you for that. We pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. All right, so for guarding our hearts, I want to look at a story of a demon-possessed man that was mute and blind that Jesus healed, that turned into a spiritual battle between the Pharisees and Jesus. So Jesus had done many mighty works, and he came to a demon-possessed man who the demon had taken away his sight and his ability to speak. He healed him, and people started to question, is this the Messiah? Is this the Son of David that God promised, right? And the Pharisees, to jump at it, to attack it, said, no, he only heals, he only rejects demons from Beelzebub, right? From the prince of demons does he reject a demon. And Jesus talks about, you know, first of all, a house divided against itself cannot stand. But then later he gets on to a little bit more of a rebuke of the Pharisees, and he gets to the heart of the matter with the Pharisees. So in your Bibles, we'll be in Matthew 12, and we're going to look at 33 through 37. And this is a rebuke where Jesus talks about the heart, guarding the heart. Before we get into this, let's think about who he's talking to. He's talking to the Pharisees. In their days, they studied the scripture. They studied all of this. And instead of allowing the scripture to change their hearts, they said, you know, here, we're going to add to it. We're going to say, I can do this better than God. I can do this. And they were requiring others to do it. And Jesus didn't take that so well. So we got to be careful, because even with scripture, we got to make sure that we are looking into the scripture and allowing it to edify us, to change us, not changing the scripture to fit our needs, right? The Bible and God works to change our hearts. So let's look at what he says to the Pharisees in verse 33. He says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasures, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word men may speak, they will give an account for in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Right there, Jesus is saying, hey, your words matter. What is in your heart matters, because your words can either justify you or condemn you. Right? We can say, Jesus, I accept you. I'm going to live your life. And they can justify us that way, or they can condemn us because we choose to reject Jesus. So what we put into our heart matters. We have to guard our heart on a daily basis. How do you do that? Essentially, it's the Word of God. We've talked about this a lot, right? We need to be in the Word. We need to be in prayer. We need to have accountability with the saints on a weekly, daily basis. The Bible says in Psalms 119:11, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. His word guards our hearts, right? We memorize scripture so that we can remember what God has for us, so that we can allow it to change us, so that we are more like God, so that in the end, our words, we can say, hey, I did what Jesus asked me to. They justified us because we are on God's will, right? We don't work our salvation, right? God, that's the grace of God. But when we're saved, that's when we start working for God, right? It's like, hey, God saved me. I love him. I'm going to work for him. And people will see that in you. I want to say one more thing before we close. So there's an illustration that I got about protecting your heart, and I love this. And I'm just going to say, I didn't make it up. It wasn't my idea. It was actually from a book. It's called Hollywood Heroes. It's actually a pretty interesting book written by a father and son. And they go through some of the popular Marvel MCU characters, and they show how you can witness through their stories, right? How you can show the good characteristic, good biblical characteristic in each character. Because we all look to those characters like, wow, they're heroes. They're so cool. But for guarding your heart, there was a particularly cool one. You guys all know Tony Stark, also Iron Man. He's one of my favorites because of his redemption story, right? He starts out the playboy, the philanthropist, right? And he's got all the money in the world. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. He's committing all the sin. He would never be the one to make the sacrifice play, right? Until he's faced with death, right? He realized that his weapons that his company makes is sold to the enemy. He gets blown up by one, a particular one that throws metal into his bloodstream that is going to his heart. And if it gets to his heart, he dies. So Tony has to work to guard his heart, right? He has to build a machine that he's going to put in his body to repel the metal away from his heart, to keep those poisons away from attacking his heart. And that's such a cool picture. I mean, right? As our walk, we have to protect our lives. We have to work to protect our hearts with the Word of God, right? We have to memorize scripture, be in scripture, go into church, being held accountable, because otherwise those metals, those poisons that are going towards our hearts can attack it, right? Those things that we see on TV that aren't necessarily right, right? Pornography can get to your heart, get to your mind, and change you, right? Things on TV, they can change your view on the scripture and say, well, I don't know if I believe every portion of scripture. But we can't let that happen. We have to guard our hearts from those things on a daily basis. So as you go out today, wherever you are, take time to spend time with your Creator. Get in the Word. Pray. Ask God to guide you through the Word, because that's amazing. Somebody once said that the Bible is the only book that when you sit down, the author sits down with you. Use that to your advantage. Sit down. Let the Holy Spirit guide the words to your heart so that they can create that machine, right, that'll protect your heart from the devices of this world. Have an amazing day, guys. Thanks.